Florida, a lot of it.
Oranges?
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, I had a bowl full of oranges this morning, but now they're
gone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about this, you mentioned tomatoes. I don't know whether I asked you at the time, but some of these small round ones to ask you about that.
Mm-mm.
What do you call those? It's little tiny tomatoes, mm-hmm. you know?
Salad tomatoes,
salad
I think.
Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Ever heard people call them Tommy Toes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
What about this red colored root vegetable? It's about so big.
Beet,
or this is different. It's kind of real hot tasting, kind of spicy.
Grows under the ground or on top?
Mm-hmm. Root vegetable.
Wouldn't be carrots. They're not hot.
No. There's this stuff that's kind of hot. You make a spread out of it. It's called horseradish.
Horseradish.
Yeah. You were talking about yesterday sweet potatoes
uh-huh.
and all that. What's another kind of potato?
Irish potato. Mm-hmm.
And then this vegetable that'll make your eyes water if you try to pick it.
Onions, uh-huh.
Is there a type of onion around here that's, it's kind of small, it's got a long stalk, you can eat it, part of the stalk?
Yeah, that's the green onion, that's when they first come up, you know, first.
Mm-hmm. But what about this vegetable that's, I guess it's about that size, slender, green, you can chop it up and fry it or boil it, or sometimes when cooking like that it gets a little slimy.
Okra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had some boil for my lunch yesterday. Uh-huh. I was taking care of my neighbor's garden while he was gone, and there was four pods of okra on the vines, and I cut it off Sunday evening. And mm-hmm. they told me to get all the stuff, you know, and water the garden for them.
Mm-hmm. Let's say if you left an apple out in the hot sun, it would probably dry up. What would you say it would do, drop, you know, when it gets smaller?
Mm-hmm. Swivel.
What about this leafy vegetable or some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Lettuce and cabbage.
Good bit of cabbage growing around here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about some different types of beans growing around here?
Yeah. Yeah, they have all kinds of beans and peas. Going around here.
Could you name just a few types? Mm.
Yeah, they have butter beans, lima beans, and pinto beans, and that's the most popular ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then they raise English peas,
mm-hmm.
and purple hull and crowder peas.
Well, say after you had picked some butter beans, what do you call yourself having to do?
Shell them.
Mm-hmm. And what about the type that you don't have to shell? You just
green beans, you snap them. Mm-hmm.
Always like to do that.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite as involved. What about if you cut the tops off of turnips and cook them that way? You say you're cooking a mess of
turnip greens.
Turnip greens.
Uh-huh, if you use tops. Uh-huh.
You ever heard that called anything else besides greens? Heard anybody call it salad?
Well, no. We had a poke salad around here that mm-hmm. were poke, but salad, but I never heard them call turnip green salad.
If you wanted me to go to the store and get you some lettuce, you'd tell me to go get
a head of lettuce.
Have you ever heard of a parent refer to his children as having so many head of children?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Got six heads of children in their family. Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, say a man had seven boys and seven girls, talking about the number, you'd say he had a whole